If you have our home maintenance calendar, you can see there on the top, it's Being a Good Neighbor is our theme for the month. To get your home maintenance calendar, just let us know the address you'd like it sent to, and we'll ship it in the mail. It is a physical print calendar. Yes, indeed. And there's a lot of great things in there. In fact, John, when I was mentioning this last week, you even texted me, hey, what was the number of that generator guy you were talking about? Well, it's Fox Valley Electric and Solar. They've got a 10% off Kohler generator. It was 0% financing as well for a backup generator. We got one just because we raise our own beef. So we've always got a deep freezer that's, you know, constantly overturning. And, you know, if that
ever got power got shut off,
it'd be a stinky mess for a long time.
Yeah. So. Not to mention the loss of all that meat.
Yeah. So it's a great tool, and it also lets you know what we've got planned for each month and the breakdown of our outdoor living hour and our weekly to-dos every single month to help stay on top of your home maintenance. So just let us know the address you'd like it sent to. We've got our next mailing coming up here at the end of the month. And today, part of being a good neighbor, we're talking about the front porch.
If you build it, they will sit. Janet, what's your thoughts on that as a landscape architect?
I think everyone should have a place they like to just go relax at home. And you got to pick the side of the house where, if it's happy hour or morning coffee, which side is best, and create that space. And people will enjoy sitting outside. The shade of a big tree really adds a lot if you're on the northwest side of your house. Morning sun can be tough in Arizona, but if that's good for coffee, at least you can tolerate there or cold drinks. But yeah, you got to create a place where you want it. You're just like, I really want to go sit there. I want to read. I want to sit and be on the phone or whatever. But you got to enjoy the spaces around your house. And everyone has an ideal space around their house that they can create this kind of setting.
A front porch just screams for a ceiling fan, a swing, and a fire pit. Right?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a front porch that would get neighbors walking their dog down the sidewalk, would get them to turn in and say, well, hello, how you doing this evening? How is your day?
That's right. Yeah. No, front yard, active front yards are very, very popular in a lot of places in town. And if you have that place, people will want to join you and talk about the dog. Usually.
Yeah, we probably have some listeners this morning out from Silverleaf and Scottsdale and Verado and in Buckeye. Those are two communities that employ a lot of front porches. And they're so neat to drive through those neighborhoods and see all those verandas and the steps walking up to those little patios, I mean, those little front porches. And there's something about that. It's a kind of throwback to another generation when there was a lot more porches than there are today.
Well, Janet, you were talking about special places to retreat to on your own property. Mm-hmm. In my youth, I thought I wanted to study architecture, and I was at ASU School of Engineering and considering transferring over to architecture, and there was a professor there by the name of Cal Straub.
Ah, sure.
And Cal called it, he said, when you design a home for someone, we all know this 12 stations, right? Certain religions have 12 stations, right? Well, he always called it, every property should have 12 stations of the beer. you should have 12 locations on your property that you could retreat to with your best friend, your spouse, and have a relaxing refreshment. 12 places on every single piece of property. And boy, you could easily do a front yard, front porch, absolutely, where the front yard could be two or three of those spots.
Yes, it could. Sure. Yep. Plant a tree, put the shade in the right place, put down some nice, comfy furniture, and you might have to spray it off with a hose now and then, but that's okay.
Well, it is, absolutely. Make sure you buy the furniture that acclimates to a good hosing every once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Some planters with some nice flowers in them. Everyone loves that.
It was the irony of the baby boomers as they moved to Arizona in the 50s and 60s. We would build these subdivisions, and the lots were a little bit bigger than they were in a lot of the communities in the Midwest where people were moving from. And so they had these backyards. And somehow, some way, and to this day, I still don't know how the tradition got started, but in Arizona, we got in the habit of building backyard walls. And we moved everything. It wasn't, people say, well, that was the swimming pools. No, it wasn't. The walls requirement for swimming pools didn't come till much, much, much later. Jennifer and I lived in a house with a swimming pool in a backyard that had no walls in any of the neighborhood. Any of the kids in the neighborhood could just come over and jump in the pool. And sometimes they did. But so in Arizona, we have places like Agritopia, the old historic districts that go back to bring back that aura and the magic of the front porch. We want to talk a little bit next half hour about what that does to neighborhood security and the community. Stay tuned.